The Kickoff
with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Time to get a word or two with Tony Scott from the Liverpool Echo. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Steve.
Lots of Sam Allardyce stuff being written today. Sam talks on future ending stalemate. One of the headlines is in the Mirror today. He's had a face-to-face meeting with Farhad Moshiri in London. What more can you tell us, Tom?
Well, reading between the lines is that Everton are still uncertain about Sam Allardyce's future. Now, I look at it and I spoke to a lot of the fans outside the ground last week, and it was just a unanimous decision that they'd made with their minds. And I feel as if Everton was to make a decision. I can't say personally, if you ask me for my opinion, I can't see Sam Allardyce being Everton manager next season. But if you're to push Farhad Moshiri, I think he's probably made up his mind, and he'd probably make sure Everton just see the remains and games out of the season and then obviously get a package together. But I just can't see them doing it beforehand unless results got really bad. Say an embarrassing defeat against Huddersfield on Saturday, maybe then they may trigger it. But talks have happened yesterday and there's no answers from it. That's been confidential. No one knows what's happening.
It's like he's been summoned to the headmaster's office, isn't it? Come down here to London. And well, although maybe Farhad just wants to do it in the right way. You know, because if he was going to bring him down and sack him, the club would have made some sort of statement straight away. So clearly that wasn't the case. So obviously, no statement's going to be made at this moment in time by Everton.
No, I think that's the case. If you think you look at Farhad Moshiri's past sackings of Ronald Koeman, Roberto Martinez, he'd been dealt in a different manner. Where I remember Roberto Martinez actually took the training session in the morning and then it left to one of the big wigs at Everton was to go in and then sack him when Farhad Moshiri was back in London. So I think it's happened in other roles and other reverses in that manner. But Sam Allardyce went down to London yesterday. He had talks with Farhad Moshiri. Nobody knows the answer. But I wouldn't be surprised if there is one or two agreements to listen. You've seen us over the line. You've kept us up. Now we'll sort of package out at the end of the season and then you can go on your way. But I just feel as if the more stalemates and poor performances, Sam will go on about results and it is a results business, but the performances, the bottom of the league for every kind of attack and stat, it's not great to watch. It's about churning results out, and that's what Sam Allardyce does. But we've always said, now's the time to go and show what you're made of. Now, if you want to play expansive football, you're labelled as this firefighter manager, so to speak, Steve. Well, I'm not being funny. Show the world that you're not that type of manager, because he's had all these different clubs in all these short periods of time. Now, if you want a bit of stability, he's coming on to the end of his career, I get that. But show that you can be an expansive manager. Show the rest of the world that, I can play decent football with a big club. But he's not showing it. So this is why he's probably going to be showing us all.
Here's a few thoughts from our listeners. James says we need a younger, innovative manager to take us forward and breathe excitement into the club. Davey says the problems at Everton lie far deeper than a new manager. The whole thing needs to be re-evaluated to make sure we don't have another season like this. And Joey says giving up with Everton if Van Gaal is our new manager. Absolute bunch of jokers if these rumours are true.
No, there's no rumours in the Van Gaal situation. I was told that he's going to be Van Gaal's taking the job in the next couple of days abroad, so there's nothing to worry about with the Van Gaal situation. I just feel I can see why Everton fans want this young, expansive manager, because they look over to the other side of the park and they probably feel a bit envious and jealous. The young manager in Klopp plays expansive football. There's an identity with the players, the way they play. Everyone knows the role at Liverpool, whereas at Everton, it's a bit of a mess at the moment. So I think a lot of fans are looking towards Liverpool thinking, we want a bit of that, so to speak. We haven't got that. We've got a manager that's set in his ways. Probably not going to be there next season. There's no cohesion. There's no pattern. There's no identity in Everton's play. So I do feel as if Everton, considering they spent the best part of £200 million in last summer, they're going to have to rip it up and start again in the summer. They're going to have a brand new strategy and how they play. And each individual role, whether it be a fan, whether it be a player, whether it be the manager.
I think the biggest indicator from the fact that Farhad Moshiri has met Sam Allardyce is that there's been no public statement backing him. I think that is the biggest thing for me, which says that the writing is completely on the wall, because if there was for even the vaguest thought in Farhad Moshiri's head that Sam had a future, you would put something out there to the fans. But I think that pretty much says everything to me, Tony.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree, Steve. Well, you can look at it the other way and thinking, well, he hasn't sacked him, so that tells you that he still hasn't made his mind up. But I do feel, I do get where you're coming from, Steve, is that Everton could have easily said, listen, you've got the votes of confidence, we're going to be looking for players elsewhere for next season. Sam's got my back and etc. But nothing's come out of the meeting. It's all confidential. We're reading between the lines of that a package will be met at the end of the season. I can see Sam Allardyce going on his way, but it's where Everton go in the summer because it's going to be a whole heap of players. And we got talking on Monday night after the Newcastle game, Steve, and it's interesting that if you were to play like a Paulo Fonseca way, the way he's on the front foot, he's in your face, his teams are expansive as well. He loves to press, very much like Jürgen Klopp's team. And I love, we a couple of the national journalists, we got chatting and we were talking how many of this Everton team and the squad could actually cope with playing that way.
Yeah, I could do
probably
it.
Probably name about two or three tops, maybe Seamus Coleman, Theo Walcott, Idrissa Gueye maybe. The rest would absolutely struggle big time to play a totally different way than what Everton are currently playing at the moment, which is interesting.
It shows a much bigger rebuilding programme. Right, on the managerial front, Steven Gerrard has been offered the Rangers job, according to a lot of reports this morning. He's been doing the under-18s job at the Liverpool Academy. That is quite a significant leap. I don't know of many managers who've literally gone from being a youth coach to managing a club the size of Rangers.
By the way, Steven Gerrard has been offered the job and he has held talks with Rangers as well. That is the truth, and I just know that he could be sitting at home right now, Steve, and he's probably thinking, should I make this big jump in my early stage of my career? Steve?
Massive jump.
It's a huge jump. It's a big, big football club. Whichever you can paint it, yeah, it's a bit of a Sunday league up there. I get all them comments, but it's still a huge, huge club with huge responsibility, with a huge fan base. So whichever way you dress it up, as the league's poor, yeah, I get that. But it's still a massive club to manage. And to be the top figurehead at that football club, to carry that expectation as well, to try and break that mantle, obviously Celtic dominating up there, and lo and behold, there's old managers up there with Brendan Rodgers. So it adds everything to it. It's a tough one, Steve. It really, really is a tough one.
I mean, you said it was like Sunday League football. Does that almost make it easier for him if he's going into his first big job?
Well, not really, Steve, because if he goes to Rangers and fails miserably, because they've had a lot of managers over the last 4 or 5 years, they've gone through wholesale changes. If he was to go to Rangers and fail in the first season, maybe the knives would be out for them. And you know how football works now, Steve. If you don't get 6 months, the managers don't get 6 months now. That's all. So where's he got to turn then? He's got nowhere to turn. If this fails miserably and he's sacked as Rangers manager, he's got nowhere else to turn. And then where does he go? He starts from right from the bottom again. He's quite comfortable now. Maybe if he does well with the under-18s and then maybe get a forward into the under-23s and then maybe get a League One team or a Championship team. I mean, because it's seat there, I just feel as if he were to jump at a big club now, he'll lose everything if it was to fail. Now, the gamble's enormous, I get that. If he was to be successful at Rangers, blimey, he could go on to bigger and better things. He may be the next Liverpool manager in 5, 6 years' time. You don't know. But what I'm saying is if he was to fail, then he's starting right off the bottom again. And it's a huge, huge gamble that only he can take the chance on.
It'd be fascinating to know whether he takes that one. Let's look ahead to the weekend's action. Everton at Huddersfield, both our teams playing sides that have got a bit of a scrap in them at the moment.
Oh, I feel for anyone who's going to watch this between Huddersfield and Everton. Huddersfield 6-4, Everton 2-1. Now, if you're probably to ask Wagner and Allardyce at the start of this game, would you both shake hands on a draw and forget about playing the 90 minutes? It probably bite your hands off, Steve. You really will. Huddersfield will take the points, probably keep them in the division. Sam Allardyce would want to keep his churning out the results, figurehead, etc., unbeaten and all this jazz that he came up with. I think he came up with a comment last week, Steve, which is absolutely... When I spoke to the Everton fans after the whistle, it was a good point against Swansea away. And I was, Everton, you do not want to hear. It's a good point against Swansea away. But I think that it keeps two managers ticking. I think a draw is just nothing better than this one, Steve. It's just two managers will sit on the fence. And if you look at They're both home records and both away records in this. Six of Everton's last away games against newly promoted teams have ended in a draw. No side has failed to score more Premier League home games this season than Huddersfield. Everton have picked up 12 points out of a possible 51 away. I think every stat is just looking at the draw. Huddersfield, 16 home goals all season. Everton, 13 away goals all season. It just absolutely stinks of a draw, this match. It really does.
What about Liverpool then? 12:30 against Stoke.
Well, Liverpool should see over the line against Stoke. It's an early kick-off, isn't it? But I expect big changes from Liverpool. It's going to be interesting if Mo Salah starts in this one. Obviously, he rested them, and I feel as if when Mo Salah doesn't, when he comes off, I think the rest of the Liverpool team just relax and think the game's won. And there's facts that I've picked that up this season. I remember the Everton game this season when Mo Salah went off. Everton come back in the game and got a draw. Last weekend against West Bromwich Albion, Salah comes off. West Brom get a draw. Last, even during the week, Liverpool cruising 5-0. Salah comes off, two goals a game. I just feel as if the players just automatically switch off. I think the game is won as soon as Salah leaves the pitch, which is very, very dangerous. So expect Salah to maybe start. Maybe he wants that goal. Obviously, I'd love him to get that goal scoring record and expect him to come off as well. Liverpool is an interesting couple of stats, Steve, just briefly. Liverpool have never lost in 54 previous home top-flight games against Stoke. That's 143. Drew 11, lost none. That's the longest ever unbeaten home run by one team against another in top-flight history. That's 54 home games unbeaten against Stoke in the top-flight at home for Liverpool. You fully expect them to win. There's a couple of stats as well. Paul Lambert has never lost as manager at Anfield, interestingly enough, Steve. Played 5, won 3 and drew 2. So, he did. Listen, Stoke have got to go for it, Steve, unless they're relegated. They've got to go for it. So, a couple of bets for me in this one. Joe Allen to be booked. He's playing against his old club. He's 4-1 to be booked, Steve. I think it's a cracking bet. He's been booked 6 times in the last 12 matches for Stoke. Get on him, 4-1 to be booked.
Tony, thank you very much. Full Scotty Betts TV up on YouTube a little bit later on today. Thanks, Stoke.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.